This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
It's time to turn this country around.
We took the power away from the Washington-based special interest, and we put it in the hands of the Wisconsin taxpayers.
The people of Texas have spoken, and I am deeply honored to be your next governor.
Fighting for Idaho.
First, I'm not going to give a long speech. And second, the campaign is over.
Fighting for you.
We're the reddest of the red state in the United States of America.
Let's stay that way. Thank you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station. Win cash right now. Call 877-854-WINS. That's 877-854-9467. The 25th nationwide caller wins $1,000 on 580 KIDO.
And what a way to start off your 7 a.m. hour. K. Milley in the Morning, 49 degrees in Eagle, Idaho. We'll take your calls in a minute at 580-5436. We're joined by Senator Mike Crapo. Senator, good to see you again from last night to tonight. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to visit with you. It's a great day.
Nationally, what does last night's win mean?
Well, first of all, in the Senate, which I think was the real focal point of the battleground, it looks like the Republicans have picked up 8 seats and may pick up a 9th seat, and that is a complete rejection, I believe, of President Obama's policies. It says that Americans want a different vision than what they are getting from this current government. And hopefully it will mean that we're going to have an opportunity to be able to put a different point of view, some alternative ways and much better ways of governing in front of the American people and in front of the president, and start changing direction to a smaller government, to a more efficient government, and frankly, to start paying down our national debt and strengthening our economy.
What will a Republican Senate mean when we're talking about finance and the economy, sir?
Well, it means a much stronger fiscal policy. Right now, let's be honest, the president's policy fiscally has been that we should raise taxes on the so-called wealthy, and that we should spend through borrowed money at the federal level to try to stimulate the economy into prosperity. And you're going to see essentially the reverse of that from the Republican majorities. The Republicans believe that spending is the problem, that our $18 trillion national debt needs to be reduced, and that we've got to have fiscal restraint in Washington, and you will see that. And at the same time, Republicans believe that the tax code needs to be reformed, which means not raising taxes, but actually flattening the code, broadening the base, and reducing the rates in a way that was proposed by myself and others in the Bull-Simpson Commission, and stimulating economic growth through that kind of meaningful tax reform.
Let's hope that that does happen here at 580 KIDO. What about here in Idaho? You were there last night. A big difference from 2 years ago, sir.
Yes, a very big difference. And my understanding is we still don't have all of the precincts reporting in Idaho, but we have enough to pretty much call most of the races. And it looks like the Republicans have had a great success at the statewide races. Last I saw, I think they won every one of them. And that they did very well in the legislature again. And what that means in Idaho is that we will continue to have very strong fiscally conservative policy, and that we will be able to move forward in achieving a number of those objectives that will help to strengthen the economy here in Idaho and to help us to develop the kind of foundation from which we can prosper, even if we do start to face some pretty difficult times at the federal level.
Senator Mike Crapo with us here at 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Any other thoughts that you'd like to share with us on the impact this will have on the president? You know, the expected amnesty that's going to happen, can it be stopped? Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, you've asked the $64,000 question, will the president work with the new Congress? And look, I personally, and I know my colleagues in the Senate and in the House, will do all we can to try to work with President Obama and to try to actually get meaningful solutions across the finish line and on the board. America badly needs it. Our economy needs it. People who are looking at wage stagnation and at skyrocketing health care costs and so forth and the employment need it. And frankly, for our national security, we need it. And I don't know that we know the answer right now, but if experience gives us any indication, I doubt that the president woke up this morning feeling a lot differently about his view of America and what he needs to do to accomplish it than he did yesterday. And that, you know, he's already told the country that he thinks that the direction that the Republicans want to govern in is a set of bad ideas. He's already told the country that if the Republicans don't come around to seeing it his way, that he's got a phone and a pen and he's going to use them. And if we see him start to take that action, or, you know, continue to take that road again, I think that what the Republicans are going to have to do is to deliver good ideas to his desk. And if they can do so, I think the American people will begin to put the pressure on the president to recognize that he needs to work with this Congress.
Senator, we know it's an early day for you. We appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to share with us this morning?
No, just to tell folks in Idaho what an incredible pleasure it is to represent them in Washington, D.C., and frankly, to be an Idahoan. You know, Idahoans get it. We have disagreements in Idaho about different aspects of how we should govern, but by far and large, we understand the kind of principles by which we should govern, and we stand solidly behind them. We did again last night, and I just have to say congratulations to Idaho for being such a wonderful, wonderful people.
Senator, get some sleep.
I'm going to go do that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. There we have it. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Senator Crapo with us this morning. Coming up, Congressman Simpson, Senator Risch. It was Senator Risch in studio, actually, and Lieutenant Governor Brad Little. Let's go to gun-toting Pat with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning.
Good morning, and congratulations to Senator Risch. I have just a couple of quick comments. First of all, I think the Republicans should not break their arms patting themselves on the back, because I think what this election more was about was anti-Obama and an anti-socialist agenda. And so I kind of had to hold my nose yesterday when I went into the voting booth for certain people. But I'm glad that the Republicans are in there, and that I hope that they will start to reverse what has been going on economy-wise and the liberal policies. And the other reason I called is to remind everyone that the Veterans Day Parade is on Saturday. And so ask everybody to come out and support our vets. And I'm going to be in the parade, and Jim Reynolds is going to be with me from Eagle.
Well, you and your little Thunderbird can have a good time.
Yes, the Thunderbird
hey,
and
this
I.
Hey, this ain't the Plugola Fest here, sister.
Well, I'm going to do it anyhow.
I know. You're locked and loaded. Pat, thank you.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We appreciate it. By the way, join us this Tuesday for our broadcast once again from the State Veterans Home. Well, well, well. Tea Party Bob joins us at 580KIDO.
Well, good morning, Kevin. I hope you didn't stay up too late last night doing your blogging.
I got about an hour and a half sleep.
Well, your blogging was a lot better than what we had on most of the news broadcasts.
Did you check that out?
Yeah, you did a nice job.
How'd you like that Otter wins, order has been restored to the force? That one was for you.
You are a piece of work, I have to tell you. You know, I'm happy the governor and all our candidates, constitutional office.
Now, wait a minute. You're happy the governor won?
Yes, and you know why? Because the alternative would have been totally unacceptable to the conservative nature of Idaho. And
by the way, I wrote you in on a couple. You, Patriot Ray, and Jim from Star got my votes.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, it always takes people like ourselves to kind of get things back on track, make people think a little bit. You know, yesterday we put a fresh coat of red paint on Idaho. I only hope it can weather the storms that we're going to have, and that our elected leaders are more transparent in government and restore conservative independence from the long arm of the federal government that's been influencing us here. We have to come back to the table, fix our problems, find a way to grow the economy, eliminate the dependence on federal money, and take state control of our education and health care problems. without the influence of the federal government. As far as what happened nationwide, I'm happy we took the Senate back and dumped that devil Harry Reid, but I fear that our president is going to start using his pen and phone a lot more since he has nothing to lose. You know, if he decides not to go work with the Republicans, it could spell two more years of obstruction and contrivance by him.
Well, but back to you. Let's go back to all these races. Now, are you going to admit to us here that the governor won? Because, I mean, for a long time, you didn't admit that he won.
Well, let me ask
you. Are you willing to work with the governor now? Are you going to reach across the aisle?
You know what? I'm willing to work with anybody who is going to be there with true conservative values. When we see people straying from those conservative values, it's up to those people in the constituency to stand up and say, whoa, slow down. Let's take another look at this. Okay, and that's what we did. There was a lot of pushback in the last 2 years. We saw it in the primary. And I think the fact that we did push back may be able to help us make some changes here, get some more transparency, maybe get rid of Common Core. You know, I think it's...
Well, you know, could it be possible, though, that you were wrong?
Everybody's wrong sometime in their life.
Well, I'll own up to it. I mean, I'm wrong all the time. I mean, is it time for you to do the mea culpa here at 580KIDO and say, you know, I was wrong, Kevin. You were right.
Now, what was I wrong about, Kevin?
The governor winning.
The governor won the election. It's very clear that people...
I mean, where is your guy, Bujak?
Well, you know what? Who knows? People went to the polls.
Now, wait a minute. You're telling me the whole time.
Wait, hold on. People went to the polls, and a lot of them put clothespins on their nose yesterday, okay? But they needed to get the conservative group back together and keep a conservative governor in. Now, there was no chance of Bujak winning yesterday. We all know that.
All right? I don't know. You worked me all the time going, oh, Kevin.
No, I never said he could win the race. I said he could be a spoiler in the race, and he wasn't a spoiler.
Didn't work out, did it?
Well, the truth is...
You know, I know what side my bread's buttered on, buddy.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? Every once in a while, you got better toast your bread to make sure that butter melts.
All I have to say is I'm glad you're back on the team. Welcome home, brother.
Hey, we're all back on the team. We've always been on the team.
Who did you vote for yesterday for governor?
Well, why would I tell you that?
I'll tell you who I voted for.
Who'd you vote for?
I voted for Steve Pankey.
Well, I probably voted for pro-life, but don't tell anyone.
I voted for Pankey. I mean, anybody that is spending election night praying and...
Do you know that for a fact, that he actually spent the night praying?
He said he was praying, and he said that he has been targeted because he's a gay man who thinks conservatively. Thanks for listening yesterday. It was a remarkable interview. Life-changing.
Yes. Well, hey, listen.
Apparently not for you.
You have some great interviews on there, but thank you.
You and your cohorts are now on double-secret probation, Tea Party Bob.
No. You know what? If it wasn't for myself and our cohorts, then we may not get a lot of change here. We have to keep fighting for what we believe in. That's what America's all
about. Apparently you fought enough.
I have.
Apparently.
You want me to quit?
I'm just saying, the people, I'm just the voice of the people here, you know?
You are a piece of work, Kevin.
You know, it's like Gene Hackman in Superman. I was with you all the way, Superman.
Yeah. Until the Kryptonite got your butt.
Exactly. Well, anyway, good to talk to you. We'll see you live and in living mono on Saturday.
I certainly hope so. We'll have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. I can't wait because I'm going to say I was right and you were wrong.
Yeah, do me a favor. Just don't bring the paddle in, okay? I don't need to be paddled.
You know something? That could go viral, Tea Party Bob getting spanked.
It was bad enough with the cold water.
You know, you were such a good sport about that. You know, was this what happened last night when you saw the results?
Ah! Oh! Ah!
Well, it could have been. You know, you weren't here, so I'm not going to tell you.
God bless you, my friend.
You take care and have a good day.
All right. Our great friend Tea Party Bob joining us from the Gem State Patriot. 719-49 right now in Caldwell. Let's get you to work safely.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You know, there's an old cowboy code called the Code of the West, and it says, you know, cowboys understand that the difference between rules and principles. Rules can change, but principles can't. And that's what's so great about this cowboy party of ours, is that we stand on principle. And that principle means less government. That principle means requesting and supporting more individual responsibility in all walks of life. And it also means standing up for our values. And I believe our values are strong in Idaho. I believe we're the last chance right now in the United States to stand up for what we believe is traditional marriage. And I'm going to continue that fight as long as I possibly can.
The governor last night declaring victory. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller with you. Thank you for starting your day with us. We go to Patriot Ray. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And it is a good morning. Even without my vote, the governor won. Of course, we knew he would. We talked about that Saturday.
Well, you were honest about it. You know, the other two in the panel, not so much.
Yeah, but we knew that he had a better shot than anybody else at it. The only thing I was concerned about was all the money that the other individual spent. A little over $3 million, as I understand. So that's quite a bucket to put out. And the ads that he had were pretty interesting, to say the least. So I'm glad that Governor Hunter's back, but there could have been some different people in there, but we knew they wouldn't get in. I couldn't actually put my vote towards Otter, but I'm actually glad that he's in there now that we didn't have anybody else in the other parties that came in with independents. But you got to keep moving forward. The only thing now, Kevin, is we need to hold their feet to the fire now that we have control of the House and the Senate once more. You can't give up. You've got to continually contact our representatives and senators and let them know that, okay, here's what we expect. Let's get rid of the things that we don't like, and let's put in some good stuff, and let's make sure the people of Idaho and throughout the country are taken care of the way they should be, and try to get them on the truth of what the Constitution is about, and that they will start understanding that we're a republic, not a democracy.
Patriot Ray, specifically, what do you want them to do?
I want them to get jobs coming back to this country. I want them to quit kowtowing to our enemies. You quit giving money to the Taliban and all those people in those other countries. And we quit supporting the ones that hate us. And so you got to start supporting the people here. I mean, look, an illegal can come across the border, get better health care than the people here because they came here illegally and we have to help them? Come on, give me a break. I don't want to just abandon everybody and let them die. But on the other hand, they came here illegally. When they're in a good position, get them back. Send them back home. We're not supposed to be a country. We're not a good country if we can't protect our borders. We have got to protect our borders. That is how you protect your people in your country. I'm sure they'll get the pipeline through now. At least they have a better shot than ever. So let's hope they do it then.
Still, the president has the veto, though.
Well, you know, Congress has to keep going against him. And if he's doing something like executive order after executive order, and it's not something that's really within his power to do, then they need to stand up and say, this is wrong. You can't really do this. You can't go against the United States of America. And a lot of things that he's done, that's exactly what he's done. He's done against the people. He's done against the United States. And, you know, for a president who had the greatest opportunity to bring people together, what's he done? He's divided us more. And you've got people like Eric Holder, who will be out pretty soon, we hope. He still divides us. They're not really bringing the country together. This president had that opportunity to really unite the people instead of dividing. That's what he ran on. He's going to unite everybody. But he's just an organizer. He likes to divide people.
Patriot Ray, thank you, brother. All right. We'll see you Saturday. We go back to Jim and Eagle at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you this morning?
All things considered, a lot better than I was in 2012.
Oh, good. Listen, two things. One, I think we've got a whole lot of work to do. And two, I just called in to remind Liberal Steve that he's got a couple of lunches to buy. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jim. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
It's another $1,000 winner.
Awesome. The forever to get through. Won't get busy. This is great.
When you hear the cue to call, be caller number 25 at 1-877-854-WINS.
Hi, I'm Kenny Harriott. I listen to this station all the time. Just paid me $1,000. Loving it more and more every day.
1-877-854-9467.
Now I have to make sure to go to the website and get my $10,000.
And win cash on 580KIDO.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO, waiting for Congressman Simpson to join us. Let's go to Linda in Emmett. Good morning, Linda.
Oh, no, this is Megyn Kelly of Emmett.
The Megyn Kelly of the Kevin Miller program. How did I get that wrong there? Well,
you didn't. That's all right.
What happened last night there, Megyn? Megs?
I can't say what I really thought about it, but... I'm happy that a lot of the Democrats are out, but I also hope that the Republicans will do the right thing and, you know, not get us in any more trouble than we already are. We're so, you know, this country's so broke financially that it's indescribable. And, you know, it's, we, you know, spend all of it, this money on the president, flying him here and flying him there and paying for golf, you know, trips and all this stuff. Maybe the Dems will learn that, you know what, you don't really treat your constituents that way, because if you do, you're not going to get reelected. And I think it's wonderful they got both the Senate and the House of Representatives.
Well, and the governor won, too.
I know the governor did, and I was kind of surprised, because all I've heard for the last month is what a jerk he is, how, you know, rah, rah, rah. And he,
yeah, I guess they were all wrong about the governor.
Exactly. And I think from what I've read about him and what I've heard about him, he's done Idaho a great deal, which has kept us from sliding into that recession.
So the cesspool of history.
Recession.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Megs.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Bye-bye. Linda from Emmett there, our Megyn Kelly, if you will. Congressman Mike Simpson joins us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning, Kevin?
You know, I saw you doing the victory laps and giving the speeches and everything else. The House majority grows. I think it's now up to 250 Republicans. What does that mean for Idaho and you, sir?
Well, obviously, I'm very pleased with the result of last night's election, not only for Idaho, but also for the country. I think Republicans did extremely well. I guess that goes without saying. This will be one of the largest majorities Republicans have ever had in the House. And obviously, to have the Senate in Republican hands means that we'll be able, I think, to do some things, move some legislation, put it on the president's desk, and the outcome will depend a lot on whether the president decides to work with Republicans and try to get some things done, or whether he wants to be an obstructionist the last 2 years. And nobody knows how that's going to turn out yet. I don't know if he has it in his personality to be as Clinton did, you know, after he lost both the House and Senate and decided to work with Republicans. And they actually did some good things in those years, welfare reform and other things.
Congressman Simpson, is there a concern that we might see, whether it's the mainstream media or President Obama, pull the Lucy to the Republicans' Charlie Brown, where, you know, already the attacks are going, well, the Republicans don't want to work with the president. They better forget about their agenda and pass his, which is totally absurd. People rejected the president last night and his agenda.
Yeah, that was the message from last night's election, is that an overwhelming majority of the people, something like by a 2-to-1 margin, believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. And it's hard to argue with that. I believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. And so we're going to do what I think the people want, to try to grow our economy. We've got, I think you've probably heard the number, 370-some-odd bills that have passed the House that have sat on Harry Reid's desk that he's never taken up, won't even put up for a hearing, won't debate any of those subjects or anything else. And it just depends on how the president takes this loss. You know, if he heard the message that was in yesterday's election, or whether he wants to just say it's my way or the highway. And if he says it's, if that's his attitude, then things are going to be kind of tough these last 2 years. If he decides to work with us, there's some things I think we can cooperate on, whether it is immigration reform, whether it is tax reform, some of the other big issues that need to get done.
Congressman Mike Simpson with us, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. You know, you take a look at all the things that Harry Reid has blocked, and you just have to wonder if there is a willingness, as you just pointed out, from this administration. You've been involved in a lot of scraps. You don't back down from anyone. Were you surprised at how competitive the primary season was, perhaps how fractured the state GOP was, and how united you all were last night?
Well, I mean, that's what you always hope for. Primaries are always tough. They're always ugly. The question is always, you know, can you recover from a primary in time for a general election? And it used to be difficult when Idaho had a primary in August. You didn't have that long between the August and November election. And when we moved it to May, that gave the party longer to recover because feelings get hurt in primaries and all of that kind of stuff. But I was really proud of the GOP voters, and they put all that behind them and said the important thing is to elect Republicans to not only Congress, but to our state constitutional offices, and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, you always hope that's how it's going to come out. But I got to tell you, I think Chairman Yates did a fantastic job of trying to unite the party after the summer convention and things that occurred within the party. And so he did a really good job of bringing us all together.
What about health care? You revealed that you got hosed out of your health care. Everybody's getting hosed. And that's before the exemptions, you know, now kick in. Any thoughts on health care? Because if you touch it, they're trying to take it away. Never mind the truth. You deal with the loss of health care. What are your thoughts?
Well, you're going to see a bill. I'm almost certain that we'll pass the House and Senate to repeal Obamacare. But you and I both know that has to be signed by the president. He's not going to sign something to repeal his signature piece of legislation. So an outright repeal by Congress over the next 2 years while he's still president would be very, very difficult to do. That doesn't mean we won't try. But what we'll probably do over the next couple of years is look at modifications or repeals of portions of it and that kind of stuff. And there are some things in the Obamacare that, you know, everybody says if we repeal it, we're trying to get rid of it. But, you know, the discrimination against women on rates, pre-existing conditions, being able to stay on your parents' insurance till you're 26, that kind of stuff, those things are okay. And those will stay in place regardless of what we do or what we replace it with. Now, what Republicans have got to do is come up with, okay, if you're going to repeal it or if you're going to make significant changes to it, what are you going to do in its place? And so far, we haven't had a plan out there. There are a lot of different ideas, and there are, I don't know, several bills in the House that deal with what we think the healthcare system should look like and how we should ensure that the president's promise is kept, that if you like your doctor, you can keep it, or if you like your hospital, you can keep it. If you like your health insurance, you can keep it. There will be some of those pieces of legislation that I'm sure will pass the House and Senate, but it's going to be difficult with the president still. You know, that's the one thing he's going to hang on to because that's his signature.
Well, Congressman Simpson, again, we love your honesty when you told us about your struggles with the health care. What do you say to small businesses that are dealing with this? And when everybody gets the thumb on them, I mean, is help on the way?
Well, I hope so. The biggest issue facing the voters, or the biggest issue of concern to the voters in this election across the country, was the economy, almost by a 2-to-1 margin. And the one thing that is going to affect business more than anything else is when the employer mandate kicks in later this year. The one that was supposed to kick in earlier, but Obama delayed until after the election. Well, I think that's going to have a huge impact on this country and on our economy. And when you see it start to have that impact, hopefully the president will be able to say, wait a minute, this isn't what we intended. And I know Congress will say that. So we'll see when that employer mandate kicks in. But it is the biggest drag right now on businesses expanding because it's the uncertainty out there of what it's going to cost. And nobody really knows yet.
Congressman Simpson, keep your powder dry.
We're going to try.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Congressman Mike Simpson with us. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to traffic at 580 KIDO.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, Senator Risch will join us in studio. Go over last night's results and the big national influences that influence you. Doug and Cuna, hang on. We're joined quickly from our political correspondent in studio, Dustin Cook. Dustin, your thoughts?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm finally awake.
I can't believe that you've probably had 4 hours of sleep last night.
Two. Less than two.
Two, but you were going strong this morning, and what a night for Republicans, Kevin.
Any surprises?
You know, the one that's still not called, but just looking at it this morning, I think everyone thought the superintendent in public instruction was going to be close. But I show it up about 5,000 votes. I don't think that's going to move. She's going to win that sometime and be declared the winner this morning.
How did a fractured party make this happen?
Well, you saw the room last night. It all starts with the governor, and then it works down to the chairman from that point. And you saw... you know, Congressman Mike Simpson echoed those words this morning that, you know, we went from a fractured party in May to the convention. And then, you know, hats off to Chairman Yates. I mean, what a guy that wasn't even looked at as a chairman, came in with a new fresh set of eyes. You've talked to him. He's just a different person. He's not, you know, on either side of the equation there when it came to the convention. And now look where the party's headed.
The party, indeed, by the way, apparently, I guess it's official since the statesman, or I'm sorry, since they really don't give me the rub, the local newspaper has called it for Ibarra. Interesting how she has, you know, come over so many things, so many hurdles, and now she has won. So
yes,
we'll see how that plays out. What's next for everybody else?
Well, like I said, you know, what will start next week is the Northern Idaho tour. You know, the legislators will go out there, and obviously, you know, we have the next 4 years for at least the constitutional officers to kind of put forth their agendas and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what the governor comes out with in the legislature, the state of the state. But, you know, 54%, 55 almost, that's a pretty that's a resounding win for the governor last night.
I would say, Dustin, anything else?
That's it, Kevin. Get some coffee, and let's get you next to the listeners and callers.
Thank you. Take care. Our good friend, the political correspondent, Dustin Cook. We go to Doug in Cuna at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Hey, I've been thinking about this for, I don't know, probably the last month and a half. About the time campaigning really kicked into high gear, but, you know, up until just a few months ago, really, Congress, at least the House of Representatives, they voted, what was it, 41, 42 times to repeal Obamacare.
Yep.
And now Congressman Simpson comes on and says, well, you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to get a bill to repeal Obamacare. And it just feels like up until it was election time, that was, you know, the biggest thing on the Republican agenda. You know, and they voted, knowing full well that nothing was going to happen from it. And then all of a sudden, when campaigning really kicked in, it was almost like Obamacare became a non-issue. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I'm kind of thinking that we're going to get basically the shine job as far as, you know, they got elected on repealing Obamacare, but when it comes right down to it, I don't think they're going to do a thing about it, unfortunately. And I think, you know, it's all just kind of a sham that they, you know, kind of smoke and mirrors, I guess. And they're not going to really do anything with Obamacare. And, you know, we're probably going to hear in the next few months, oh, well, you know, I'm sorry that, you know, Obamacare, now that it's in, and it's so ingrained, we're not going to be able to do anything with it.
Doug, I got to run. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good thoughts. Good morning, Dave. 7:59, Senator Risch joins us next. Keep it here. 580 KIU. Jeremy Emmett.